This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hi and welcome to Fully Charged Recharged. I'm sorry, my retainers are in. I'm taking the mick now, but I've had them out for hours and my dentist's going to be mad.
No, it's okay. We're going
to
tell you
a story time that I can listen to. So I'm here.
Retainers in for the podcast. Love it.
Oh, it has to be.
Yeah.
I'm spitting.
Zero fucks.
Nick's here. Ashing's here. Callum's here. What's going on? I feel like there's something I've missed.
So I just said to Nick there, were you spooked yesterday? Nick, tell the story from your perspective and then Callum and I will weigh in.
So I don't know about you guys, but like, I don't operate on SMS. Like, I can't tell you the last time I got an SMS. It's all WhatsApp, right?
Yeah, same here.
I know you'll know with Alex, Americans are big into SMS.
Yeah, they love iMessage and all.
Crazy.
Yeah,
that's weird. What a foreign concept. Anyway, so I get an SMS from Callum yesterday and all it said was, okay. Wait, that was you, right? Yeah, yeah. All it said was, okay. And I just did three question marks back. I was like, that's weird. And like at the same time as Callum sending me okay, I got another SMS from Jess and it was...
Callum's girlfriend.
Oh yeah, yeah, who's also on Spin. What did Jess say? She said something.
She said no.
Oh, she said no. And I just sent back like, you know, you can do those like stickers. I have a sticker of my nephew and he's like holding his head up like this. And I just sent the sticker back.
And then it looks confused, your nephew, does he?
More so, I was just being random.
I got a screenshot of what you sent back to Jess.
Did you?
Yeah, it made no sense.
Okay, so yeah.
Right, did you send all this to
Ashley? Well, hold on. We'll get there.
Oh, here we go now. No. Oh, here we go.
We'll get there. So I didn't think anything of it. This was about 4 o'clock. I got random SMS from Callum and Jess. And I was like, huh, that's weird. They're obviously like doing something that I don't know if they're messing around or whatever, but I was like, I'm too busy. I didn't look into it. Anyway, hours go by. I'm sitting on the couch watching telly last night with the missus and Ash sends me a text. She goes, lol, you okay? And I wrote back. And at this point, I was like, this is the third SMS I've received today. I was like, what is happening?
From people only at Spin.
Yeah. And I kind of was like, am I being trolled? Has Callum... My brain started going. Have I been set up here for something on the show? Do I need to go along with it? Have I been hacked? I don't know. And then I sent Callum a WhatsApp and I was like, hey, Ash just SMS'd me and I know you SMS'd me earlier. Did you get an SMS from me? I'm trying to like work out what's prompted all of these SMSs. And he goes, yeah, I received this from you and sent me this screenshot. And the screenshot looked believable. Oh, there it is up on the screen. Yeah, read it out, Em. Go on with your retainer.
So it says, can you lend me €50? My Revolut is broken, so it would be to my bank account. It's for the kids for sport. I'll send through the details later. What the hell?
So when I went into my SMSs, I couldn't see that top message. I could only see the okay and the question marks. And so when Callum sent that back, I was like, I said to Caroline, I like paused the show and everything. I was like, I've been hacked. What do I do? Alert the authorities? Like, what am I like? Do I ring 999? Like, what's the crap? What do you do in this? Vodafone? Is there like a 999 for Vodafone?
999 for Vodafone.
Quick, shut it down. And I went back to Callum. I was like, holy shit. And at that point, Jess starts voice noting, oh, Nick, I thought it would be so funny to troll you and blow. Callum's in the background. I can hear him in the background. I have no involvement in this, right? And Jess is like talking through her thought process. I was like, mate, I've watched episodes of Criminal Minds that start out like establishing the serial killer profile of like that's what it reminded me of. I was like,
doing what she just
this
did.
Is so elaborate and detailed and thought you've considered alibis and you've roped in Ash who had no idea. Like,
but I don't understand what the concept was.
So I get a text from Jess at 7:20. Do you have an iPhone? I'm pranking Nick. Callum and I text him on iMessage pretending he'd text us. I want him to think he's been hacked and someone has started sending messages from his iMessage. So Callum replied, okay, and I replied, no. So whatever you want to reply, it's only if you want to partake and be a hooligan. And I go, and I just go, haha, I'm in. How do I send an iMessage? And she screenshots the iMessage app and goes, this app. And then I sent to Nick, lol, you okay? And then Nick immediately replied, hey, yeah, why? And I was sitting on the couch beside my boyfriend, Alex, and I was like, oh, shit.
I don't know what to do now.
He goes, what? And I was like, oh, shit.
I need to get €50 over to you. Like, you're on the side of the M50.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I feel so awkward. And he was like, why? And I was like, well, Jess got me to do this prank thing and text Nick saying, so I text him that. And then he just goes, hey, why? And now I don't know what to say. And Alex was like, why did you do that?
We've literally all played into Jess's psychotic games here.
Like, I don't know. Sorry, did the message that Nick sent actually sent?
No, it was just
she photoshopped it.
Wow. Fucking crazy
This
woman.
Is what I mean, the elaborate, like, how bored is she?
Like, I had no involvement in this. I didn't know what she was doing.
You need to find other ways to entertain your girlfriend,
Callum. Yeah, because we were in Dundrum at the time. We were in, this is where it gets even weirder.
I pictured you just sitting at home.
No, we were in Dundrum in Nando's and we were waiting for the food to come.
You were in Dundrum last night, you didn't even let me know. Up the road.
No, because we were busy.
Do
Frank
what?
And Nick. We were in Dundrum last night in Nando's, and I was just I was just sitting there waiting for the food to come, and I could feel her doing something. She was on my watch.
Just feel her.
on my watch, on the messages app on my watch, sending. So I never sent that. okay. Jess sent that from my watch.
So anyway, just let her know I've taken her off the schedule.
She's lost her chance. Only for a ticket if you want to be a hooligan.
She messaged Dave as well.
Did she?
And not Emma. I was like, poor Emma over here, like a mug. Send us an SMS there, would you?
She started messaging Dave, and then I was like, Dave's in London, message someone else. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't know that it was.
Did you upset her or something? Like, what's the crack there?
Yeah, I don't know. Definitely being left out of the hooligan.
You need to prank her.
Maybe you don't strike her as a hooligan.
SMS Jess.
Maybe I'll get
you.
Lol.
Yeah, you should SMS Jess there now. Do it and see
what she does. Do you have an iPhone?
I do, yeah.
Are you? Send her a
SMS. Just message her and go, what?
I'll just say what.
Bye. Or, really mess with her.
Oh, yeah, just say bye.
Oh, that's
a
little dark.
Say cheers.
Cheers. Thanks for that.
Yeah, great.
Did she say thanks for that?
Yeah, thanks for that.
Oh, to be continued tomorrow, folks.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up,
rise and shine.
Hello there and good morning. What's the story?
Hey there. Happy Monday.
Ash, did you by any chance check out that new documentary on Netflix over the weekend? The Man with 1,000 Kids.
No, I didn't. Now tell me more, please. That is some headline.
It's very gripping. Yeah. And obviously yesterday myself and Emer, my housemate and my friend Megan, we were sitting around having a night on Saturday night and we were like, throw it on there for a bit of background noise.
Oh my God.
Looks interesting.
That's the ultimate Sunday.
We were
watch
glued, right?
We're on The Man with 1,000 Kids.
That sounds so weird. No, and speaking of weird, a very strange man involved. I don't want to give it all away, but like, for example, I kind of started it yesterday, couldn't stop thinking about it, and then went back and finished it last night, and like, it does get really grim, like,
oh, God,
in terms of what actually goes on here. It's almost like he was trying to start some kind of a cult or something. I don't know.
Oh no, he's intentionally...
He was loving it. Yeah.
Can I ask, is he a donor of sorts, or is that a spoiler?
Yes, a serial donor. I don't think it's a spoiler at all. It literally says it's a man with 1,000 kids, so I'm not quite sure how I could possibly give a spoiler. You know what I'm trying to say?
It does what it says. Yeah,
exactly. And that's the one thing I like about it, is because you can't talk about it, because I'm like, there is no spoiler.
And is he interviewed, or is it like all about him?
It's all about him and all the women affected and the families affected.
Okay.
They were obviously terrified because they were like, what if our kids don't realise they're siblings and they meet?
OMG. Like, oh my God, there needs to be some laws there.
Exactly, that there's a big problem with like potential risks in the future in the back of this.
And like probably all in a similar area? Question mark?
Absolutely in the Netherlands. But then
in the Netherlands,
yeah, it's based in the Netherlands.
I just thought, presumed it would be American.
But there was no stopping this lad. He was going around to banks all around the world.
Oh my God.
Yeah, honestly, watch it. Because I need to talk to someone about it, so hurry up, please.
Okay, The Man with 1,000 Kids. I'm on it.
Put it on your list, please. Good morning.
It spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Summer's number one hit music station. You're listening to Spin. It's Emma, Dave, and Aisling with Dasha and Austin. What's the crack?
Morning.
I did a little tally because over the last 7 days on Instagram, two of whom are friends of mine, others are people that I just know and follow online over the years through different things. Seven people in 7 days have gotten engaged on my Instagram.
Oh, wow.
Honestly, at this point, if I see a couple's picture and it doesn't have a ring on it, I'm like,
What are you at?
I'm starting to get a bit like that, but I'm obviously much younger than you, so I'm
would
a
you go away
with
you're much younger than you? It's like 3 years, the difference or something. For
no, I know what you mean, though. Like
you're at the cusp of like that time.
It's still a little bit of a novelty, but it's getting to be not so much of a novelty.
Exactly.
Anymore,
it's just so predictable now. It's like, oh, it's the weekend. How many are going to get engaged
this
weekend?
Oh, my God, really?
You know, it kind of
so
feels
funny.
Like that on my Instagram. And once it starts, it just doesn't stop, obviously. And naturally, I think it's ridiculous. I think there's so many other things in the world.
It's a joke.
Should be. It's an absolute joke.
Yeah, it's a disgrace.
People getting together. What's wrong with you? Anyway. Anyway. I've been thinking about
this.
Would
you be single by any chance, Emma?
No. Maybe. but for those out there who maybe are like me and are seeing this consto, I was like, this is ridiculous. There's so many other things that should be celebrated than just engagements. Like, I make progress. So, for example, here's a list I've compiled of things that I think should get the same reaction online, even. Just online.
Oh, I like it, yeah.
Then, as engagements, right?
It has kind of become a thing where people just won't post for months and then, boom, engagement picture. It's just like a given.
Yeah, no, 100%.
We should be celebrating more things.
And then all you can see then is because you follow, say, in the group girls, there's gangies. So not only did you see the original post, it's been shared in all their stories with the crying and the tears.
Oh, God,
and the,
yeah.
I'm so happy for
just
you.
To prove how good of a friend they are.
Love, 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 love. So you see 25 times, okay?
Amazing.
So I expect the same amount of support should I post any of the following.
Okay, brilliant.
Yeah, I expect that to be shared by you. I'm so proud, etc.
Sure.
So number one, successfully took out the right bins every Monday for a year. Bin emoji, celebration emoji, picture of you and bin.
Pick with the bin.
Please.
Stunning.
I want to go viral.
I'll reshare it.
The explore feed. Had a dinner party, didn't poison anyone.
Yeah, nice.
Great cause for celebration. Got through a month without a Coke Zero. I would be incredibly proud of myself. Pick with Coke Zero and the date that you got your next one and love heart emoji like you would, you know.
Very
it's
good.
Always just engagement ring and the date, I've noticed, from the engagement photo.
Yes, and the emoji,
Wore matching socks for a full week.
Huge applause.
I think that's fantastic.
Tap hands.
I'd expect Spin to share that one. Oh my God, we're so proud of Emma. Look how well she's doing. Learned all the lyrics to Sabrina Carpenter's Please, Please, Please in one day.
That's pretty good.
I think that's good going.
Yeah.
Clean the fridge. No, no more.
Oh yeah, no, 100%.
Anytime anyone cleans the fridge successfully.
That goes on the grid. That should be on the grid.
Hundo. Make a reel out of it if you want.
Way more interesting to see how it looks, like what's left.
I'd like to see befores and afters rather than just the picture of the girl with her engagement ring hand on the lad's chest.
Exactly, because the ring
easiest
is
easiest yes ever, etc. Went on 10 nights out and returned with my coat, keys, leap card and phone.
Yeah, that's huge.
Oh, come on. I think that should be evoke.ie should be picking up on that.
Yeah, look, listen up, journos. These are the real stories here.
Get your priorities straight. Here is Cabin Crew and the Listoon Varna crew with the spark. You're on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. Delighted for everyone, of course.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Morning, I want to tell you about a truly abhorrent thing that happened in a West End theatre on Saturday evening. It makes me sick to my stomach.
Oh my God, Aisling, are you okay?
Not really. The audience were in their seats, ready to see a new play at the Old Vic Theatre called The Constituent. It's a very serious political drama about an MP.
It doesn't sound like The Crack.
Oh, but it's got excellent reviews, Emma. And this audience had paid top dollar for their seats.
Of course.
And we're excited to see the guests, or not the guest star, but the star of the show, James Corden.
Ah, that's what he's up to.
Yeah, so he's in that play. He hasn't been in a play for like 10 years or more. And it's doing very well. As the play was about to start, another piece of drama was coming to a close over in Germany, the Euro quarterfinal between England and Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
James Corden is a very big England supporter, very, very big football fan. You might remember back in 2010, he released this song for the World Cup. It's a bit of a tune, but I could have done without the Come On England.
Yeah,
that kind of, ooh,
bit mean. Oh,
that gave me shivers a little bit. So it seems the audience kind of knew that James was a big England fan, and obviously it's on in London, so they're all glued to the match. And the match was 1-1 after extra time. I actually watched the end of it myself. And it went to penalties. James was side stage just as his play was due to start, as the match went to penalties, and he's watching it on an iPad.
Okay.
A few members of the audience start shouting, come on, James, or something like maybe put on the match. People start shouting from the crowd. And James comes onto the stage.
Before the play hasn't started yet.
In costume. Before the play has begun. Out of character. And puts an iPad on the table in the middle of the stage.
Oh, for Christ's sake, as if they're going to be able to see it.
For the audience to watch the game. My heart bleeds for the arts. Ladies and gentlemen, these people came to see a play and sport wins once again. It's so sad.
But actually
quite funny, and the videos are very funny. So he puts this like literal tiny iPad on the stage. The whole audience are glued. A lot of them are watching it on their phones.
Yeah.
He says, we'll just watch the England penalties and then get into this serious play.
Wow.
Yeah. At one point, the iPad kind of buffers and he's like, what's happening? What's happening? And people are like shouting up to him. From what they're watching on their phones of what he's missed. Eventually an audience member just comes up onto the stage and puts his phone in front of the iPad. So now we've got an even smaller screen that we're watching the match on. And it would have been quite an anticlimax if they lost.
And then he had to go and get into the
exactly.
play.
Yeah, although probably good for getting into character because I think it is quite a serious play.
But it's all something like the constituent, you know, it's kind of game over, isn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah.
They won. He jumped around the stage. There's loads of videos of it. It's very funny. The whole audience was cheering. And an audience at the West End sounding like a bunch of footy fans. Now, it made me sick. But it was very funny. And don't ever do it again, James, please.
Oh, do we like James Corden again?
Well, this is the thing. I was like, this will do wonders for his reputation now. Mm. A man of the people. England.
Yeah, for the win.
Yeah. I think that'll do good stuff for him. And he's bringing out the Gavin and Stacey Christmas special this
year. We do like him for that.
This might be his year.
Maybe it is.
This might be his year.
The best thing he ever did was
I wish he just wore an overcoat. Not the costumes.
Oh, is that a bad thing to show off the costume?
Oh, it's a crime, Emma.
Right.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, you fool.
Post Malone and Morgan Wallen. I had some help on spin.
We were just talking about a terrible, terrible incident on the West End in London in a theatre where James Corden came out before the performance began, delayed the start by 15 minutes to put the Euros on a little tiny iPad on the stage.
I think that sounds like a good crack. Aisling apparently is horrified.
It's a sin to the arts.
Okay.
And to the art of theatre.
Okay.
But no, good crack and a good laugh. I actually watched a fair bit of the Euros at the weekend and delighted to see that Spain are still in. I have Spain in the fully charged sweepstakes.
Oh, yeah. What can you win out of that? Nothing.
Well, whoever wins it wins 20 IMC cinema passes. And I don't think I'm involved in that. So I'll just win the glory, I suppose.
Yeah, that's nice.
But you're still in the work sweepstakes.
I know. I think that is very exciting. I never get pulled out of a draw good for anything. So that's exciting. It's a shame it's for England, though.
I know, but do you know what? England is actually the best team to get in a sweepstakes because you don't want them to win, but if they do, you get money. Do you know? It's the best consolation.
Say no more.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Miles Smith on Summer's number one hit music station. This is Spin. Emma Nash with you. Dave's at the Grand Prix.
Yes.
In London, darling. Yeah. Thank you.
That wasn't a cat, it was a car.
He'll be back with us tomorrow morning. All this week on the show, though, we want to get you sorted with a juicy voucher for the new Decathlon store, which is now open on O'Connell Street. Go on, O'Connell Street.
Yes, I'm delighted about this. I'm really excited to go in. I remember when the Decathlon opened at Ballymun.
Yeah.
It opened during COVID, and I went into it with my brother on the day that it opened, and we queued for about 2 hours to get in, I remember.
No offence to Decathlon, but was that COVID boredom, or was there something you really needed in Decathlon Ballymun at the time?
Oh, we were very excited, because Decathlon, I think it's French.
Yep.
And we had been to the French versions.
Sure.
And my brother just loves like every sport, like just trying new everything, having a new hobby every month. So we were like, let's go. But yeah, we were bored during COVID, but it was real fun. And we got a photograph of us taking like swinging like a baseball, and it said like, welcome to the new Decathlon. It's on our fridge.
It's in your family home
fridge. It's on our family fridge still.
Wow.
Yeah, and we're so tanned because do you remember COVID? It was so sunny. It, like full on 2020
that's
look.
Such a random flex
yeah,
to have
so
with
me and
Decathlon,
we go way back.
We've got a 200 euro voucher to give away so you can get everything you need at Decathlon. Discover top quality equipment, clothing and accessories for 70 sports, and they also have free click and collect, which is good to know.
Yeah, they have so much stuff. You'll find everything you need to fuel your passion at Decathlon, ready to play. And if you want to win now a 200 euro voucher for Decathlon, which honestly you could get tons of stuff with, got a message us over simply the word sport now to 087 711 1038. Just the word sport will do, and we'll get you on to play our game and potentially win a 200 euro voucher for Decathlon.
I have more questions, sorry. So that PR shot that they took of you with the so that was just a photographer, did it make the papers like that?
No, it printed out on spec.
Wow.
It printed out there and then.
That's
nice. On a glossy 6x4.
That's very kind of them, isn't it?
It was brilliant, yeah.
What a time.
It was great to have a memory from that terrible time.
Thank you, Decathlon.
Yeah. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Billie Eilish and Birds of a Feather. Massive fan of that. Really
so
growing
nice.
On me. It's really calming. It's like a virtual little head massage.
It's lovely.
I think. Billie Eilish on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Morning.
Yeah, we're excited. The new Decathlon store is finally open on O'Connell Street at Cleary's, and every morning on the show we have a 200 euro voucher to give away, so you can get everything you need at Decathlon. I've been watching them building this Decathlon for ages. They've had like the signs up being like coming soon. I'm like, when? I hate when it says coming soon and not like coming summer 2024.
I always think there should be some kind of a like public like it should be free to see information. I'm like, what do you mean soon?
Yeah.
My soon and your soon are different to Decathlon, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, they're here just in time for all the gigs and the festivals this summer because obviously Electric Picnic is only a couple of weeks away now and, well, 5 or 6 weeks away now. And as you'll remember from last year, when we went together, Aisling, we had to say bye-bye to my blow-up mattress on the Sunday.
Yes, we said, no,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Can you carry that back?
No, can't carry that back. And it's absolutely useless.
Yeah.
And every day we got into it, we might as well just have been sleeping on the ground.
On the ground, yeah.
So I just had a little look there on Decathlon's website. Do they have mattresses for camping? You may be sure they do.
Of course they
do. Are they blow-up ones? They don't have to be if you don't want them to be. They're just spongy goodness.
Well, this is going to be so handy as well because I don't have a car. So like, heading out to Ballymun is a bit of a trek for me, so I'm so happy there's one in the city.
Yeah.
For people like, say, the week of Electric Picnic or one of the festivals where you're like, I have no chair but I work in town, happy days, pop in, lads.
I mean, girl, she said it, you know,
full of bus to Decathlon Cleary's. What? I'm actually buzzing.
Discover top quality equipment, clothing and accessories for 70 sports with free click and collect, and you'll find everything you need to fuel your passion at Decathlon, ready to play. Okay, Clodagh is on to try and win this voucher this morning. Hello,
how are you?
Good, how are
hey,
you Clodagh. Doing
good.
Any crack over the weekend?
Good morning. I went to Emerald Park.
Oh, unreal
it?
How did you get on? Were you on the quest in the new Tiernan Oaks section?
Yeah, it was so good. Oh my god, it was such a thrill.
It is class. Yeah, so much fun. Are you a sporty girl?
I am. I actually play Gaelic football myself.
Oh, fantastic. I'm not sure if they do Gaelic footballs now in Decathlon because it is a French company. But you'll get your shorts and your socks.
Your shin guards and all the rest, yeah.
Yeah.
Who would you play with?
I play with Ballyboden up here in Dublin.
Very good.
I'm originally from Mayo, so...
Okay, cool.
It's a tough one.
Well, you'd love a 200 euro voucher for Decathlon, I'm sure, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Okay, here's it. This is going to work now, okay? Producer Colm is going to show us items that they sell in Decathlon. And we have to kind of describe to you what he's showing us without, like, saying what it is, if you get me. If you guess all three within 30 seconds, you'll win that 200 euro voucher this morning, okay?
Okay, perfect.
It's up to you now to decide. Would you like myself, Emma, to give it a go for you this morning, or do you want to go with Ash? No one's going to take offence. You're good.
Just me. I will.
Right, we'll go with Ash. So.
Okay, so.
That's the only way people pick me is if they think I'm going to get angry at them. All right.
30 seconds are on the clock. Best of luck to you, Clodagh.
All right, you sleep in this when you're camping?
A tent.
Yes. You put this on your head when you're in a pool?
A swim cap.
Yes. Producer Colm, flick the page, please. Okay, I'm playing a sport that goes... And I need a little...
Ping pong.
No, the standing version. Roger Federer played this.
Tennis.
And what do you hit?
A racket.
No, what's the little yellow thing?
A tennis ball.
Yeah!
Well, that came down
to literally the last second.
Yeah, I probably fluffed that a little bit, but
should have gone with me, Clona.
it was on the buzzer, but we'll give it to you. €200 Decathlon voucher on its way, Clona. Happy days.
Thank you so much. This is great for this time in the morning.
It really is. What a great start to the week.
Listen, thanks for listening to us. Have a lovely day, okay?
Thank you so much. You too.
Bye, hon. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Talk to you later. Big fan of Clona.
Big fan of Clona. Big fan of I thought that was a great example of tennis. I was watching a load of tennis at the weekend, actually, and all I came up to say tennis.
Literally
was...
just sit in front of the telly all weekend watching sport.
Yeah, I was at home, so I just watched the UK election, tennis, and the Euros because my dad has control of the remote. So
fair.
And Bullseye and Casualty and Coronation Street. And, you know,
sounds like the dream.
The classics.
If you want a women's decathlon tomorrow, you can do here in the show. We'll play again from 9:30 tomorrow. Instead, you're on Spin. When you
hold me. Recharged.
The weekend and blinding lights here on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Just having a look at his Instagram. We were saying last week, he's doing so well in terms of streaming figures, and that album that featured Blinding Lights still bringing in such huge numbers.
Why would he
bother releasing anything new when he's still living off that so well?
It's like one of the most streamed songs, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like ever, which is mad.
But he is starting to post some cryptic things, which would make you think that maybe something is happening.
I love a cryptic post.
Including 6 days ago, you know, when there's a video that's like only of someone's eyes and then like 6 seconds. And then when you creep over to the other side, there's a slide of two photos. And the other one's like a really dark looking woodland scene. With like a child in it. I don't know, it all looks a bit dark, but it probably means that music is coming.
Yeah, I love how you're like, I have no idea what this means. I guess music is coming.
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat. No time for breakfast? Get yourself sorted on Just Eat.
It's like when an artist that you follow online suddenly clears their whole Instagram, zero posts, and their profile picture is now just like white. You're like... I'm going to take a little guess and say that music is coming.
So weird.
Coming up on 8, Emily, how are things out there?
Morning. It is fairly quick. Wake up.
You wake me up. This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Got a caffeine in my coffee cup. Oh, yeah.
Hello there. What's the crack? How are you?
I almost made a big boo-boo in the kitchen yesterday. I think it was like... I can't remember when it was, maybe like last November or something. It was actually just the two of us on, you might remember. Dave was off again, and I told you about this crazy evening I had in the kitchen where I tried to make three different dishes at once.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
It was like a chili, a banana bread and a salad all at once. I did it again last night, but just two.
Okay.
And it was equally as stressful and as perilous because I was making a banana bread plus a nasi goreng, which is like a stir-fried rice dish.
Right.
It's like an Asian rice dish. Oh, it's bloody gorgeous. But I was like, I had them both going simultaneously. So while the rice was cooking, I was like mashing the bananas, and then I was chopping the onions with my kind of banana fingers, and then going back from the onion fingers to the sugar. And it wasn't great. Both have turned out okay, I think. But there was a moment where I tossed the walnuts into the banana bread mix and realised that there was a few little coriander leaves gone in as well.
Fantastic.
So I had to pluck them out.
Sugary onions, not something you hear about very often.
No, sugary onions or oniony bananas.
Yeah.
I wonder what the coriander would have tasted like in it. Probably not great.
I'd say when it's all mixed in together, it'd be absolutely fine. Have you tried the banana bread since?
It's fabulous, yeah. It's absolutely brilliant.
I would love you to find a miscellaneous onion in your banana bread. That would bring me a lot of joy.
What a shock. Do you remember when in Friends, Monica baked the like shepherd's pie and the trifle because the pages were stuck together?
Yes,
it was like a half shepherd's pie, half trifle. Yeah, it was giving that.
Similar vibes.
It all worked out in the end. I would recommend if you want a thrill, for the thrill seekers out there. It's good fun.
Some people go on roller coasters.
Some people take two dinners at once.
Welcome.
Let's go.
Rise and shine, everybody. You're giving me a good
feeling. Spin's Fully Charged with now.
Shaboozy and a bar song here on Spin. Emma, Dave and Aisling here. What is the story?
Hey there.
Okay, so last week on the show, I was bringing to you that I was a bit concerned about how I was falling into elderly habits at a young age. Things like what type of floor cleaner scent I would buy would consume far too much of my brain time.
Yes.
Where am I going to get the fig smelling floor cleaner and things? So we decided to take action, and across the weekend you set me a number of challenges to complete to reclaim my youth, okay? Yeah.
I'm going to start with this because, Aisling, you would really encourage me to stay out quite late on Saturday night. I had two big gigs this weekend. Hozier on Friday, Nicki Minaj on Saturday night. Yeah. I'd say anyone that's there who just heard that went, We'll get to it. But you'd encourage me to really get myself thrown into the whole Nicki Minaj gig and stay out quite late.
I don't want to see you come home from Nicki Minaj until it's bright out.
Now, again, anyone who was there or was on the internet over the weekend will know that that would have been quite the struggle to stick around until the early hours. Okay, I can tell you that straight away, that was not completed for obvious reasons.
Boo,
I will get to.
Boo, we failed.
We do need to get to the other challenges that you set me. But firstly, I would like to just walk you through the two varying gigs that I went to over the weekend, okay? So let's start with Hozier. This was Friday night in Marley Park. I live close by. Very handy. My dad was coming up from Waterford to come to Hozier with me. This was his birthday present. He was in top form. We just had a fantastic day. Went down to the Eden, got chatting to loads of nice people, got into the venue. Really just, we're on a really good buzz.
You got some great pics. You got some great father-daughter pics.
Ah, it was a good buzz.
Onto
good buzz
the grid.
Around.
Very nice.
We will start with when Hozier came on stage, okay? Now, when I say, wow, look at his hair. It looks wonderful. Oh my God, it's so luscious. The band, there's so many of them. Holy God, first three songs, No Mess and Andrew. Eat Your Young into Jackie and Wilson into From Eden. 10 out of 10.
Fantastic.
It's not even half eight yet and we've had three of the biggest ones.
Wow.
We're going to move up then to Malahide Castle on Saturday night at 8:20pm. Everyone's getting absolutely lashed on. I'm considering hiding in a port-a-loo for protection until she comes on.
Oh no.
Anyway, it's only 8:20. She'll be here soon. Let's go back to 8:55. This is back in Marley Park now on Friday night, 8:55pm. Oh my God, it's raining. It was meant to be a weather warning. It's actually not so bad. Who cares? This is the nicest gig I've ever been to. Everyone's so kind. Everyone's got their poncho on. Everyone's happy. Oh my God, this lad is giving it socks.
Did he sound great?
Oh, did he sound great? I fell in love with Hozier's music all over again.
Oh, he's so
I really
good.
Did. Let's move to 8:55pm in Malahide Castle on Saturday night. God, that's Nicky's pretty late. What time is it? Everyone's really wet. Everyone's really angry. We hear around the place that her plane hasn't even landed yet.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry. Stop. Is her plane in Ireland? She was due on stage 40 minutes ago-ish. Is she here? Some fans that we chat to say, no, I follow her on TikTok and I'm tracking her plane. It hasn't even landed in the country yet. Will we go or will we stay? Let's go back to Marley Park for the fun. It's now 9:30 on Friday night. He's been on stage for 1 hour and 10 minutes. How many songs does this guy have, Dad? Isn't this so good? My dad's having a ball. We're arm in arm around each other, singing away, loving life. 9:30 Malahide Castle Saturday night. Bearing in mind, I went with my friend Megan who travelled from Limerick for this.
Oh, no.
Still no sign. Oh, my God, look at her Instagram. She's just posted a photo saying happy birthday to 50 Cent. It's 9:30. She was due on stage 1 hour and 10 minutes ago, but she's wishing 50 Cent happy birthday, so she's alive and well. Let's move back to Marley Park on Friday night, 9:55pm. God, Hozier might be the nicest living person in the world, Dad. Would you agree? Oh, yeah, kid. Oh, he's special, lad. This my dad's posting on Instagram saying, Hozier the ledge.
That's
meant to tag me, but just wrote Emma Nolan. And everyone's really, really happy. 9:55pm, we're going to head back to Malahide now, Saturday night.
Yeah.
Oh, there she is. Oh, there she is.
What time do you call this?
What time do you call this? Right, okay. All right.
I love that she comes on. Everyone's like...
The Irish mammy and all of us came
out.
You know?
Yeah.
We know right well that the curfew here is 10:30.
Yeah.
This needs to be cleared. It's Malahide. People need public transport. You're going to be cut off at 10:30. It's now 9:55. She sings some of her bangers and I'm having a really good time. I'm not going to lie. I love old school Nicki.
But
it's
you have
great.
To enjoy it. You've just waited in the lash and rain for 2 hours.
I'm so cold at this point that I kind of am on the verge of tears. Do you know when the cold rain has gone down in the inside of your back? Anyway, she plays her songs kind of. Like, as in she plays about 90 seconds of them and then just rushes through the whole lot. Also, oh my God, sorry. Let's go back to Marley Park.
really quickly, last one. It's 10:30. Hosier's still giving it socks. He's given the most empowering speech I've ever heard. I'm on the verge of tears. Female empowerment. Talking about everything that's going on in Gaza. Wow, this guy is just incredible. We get into Nina Cried Power. We're still going. And finally, back to Marley Park. She's actually still not on the stage because she's been on the stage for a few minutes, but now she leaves to do a costume change and there's literally not a singer, a sinner on the stage. So she changed her clothes however many times.
With no backup dancers, no nothing going on
just
in between.
Empty stage.
Oh, stop.
Off home we go.
Shocking. So it was a disaster of a gig.
Kind of, yeah, to be honest.
Oh, Nicky, Nicky,
I need to
Nicky.
Get to the other challenges you sent me. We'll do that next for Sabrina at Spin. I know I have good job. Right, we were just bringing you up to speed because last week on the show I was saying I'm starting to get a bit concerned, picking up some elderly habits, getting a bit lazy. Couldn't remember the last time I went after a proper big dance and sit out really late.
Yeah.
Instead, I spent my time on the aisle in a shop last week really thinking about what air freshener to buy for my house and was really wondering where to get a really nice scented floor cleaner.
Yeah, Dave and I are worried about you. Yeah. We held a meeting about it. Yeah. So we set you a few challenges last week.
I mean, this is Spin after all, you know?
Yeah, look, it's bad for...
trying to keep me in a job.
It's bad for the show, it's bad for the station, it's bad for you and we think things need to change.
Yeah. So across the weekend, you sent me some challenges. Clearly, I had a busy one lined up with Hosier on Friday, Nicki Minaj on Saturday. If you just missed the comparison of those two gigs on the show, you can catch it on our podcast. But if you were at Nicki, then you know. But essentially, I failed on challenge number one, which was you suggested, Ash, that I stay out until the wee hours after Nicki Minaj. Clearly, I don't think anyone was really in the form for that after getting lashed on and her being so late, etc. So that, I can admit, was a fail.
I'll give it to you only because the gig was a bit of a disaster. You were soaking wet and you'd waited around for 2 hours for her to come on stage.
Yeah. Now, Charlene was in touch with the show last week on the back of me explaining my elderly habits. And I was thinking about her a lot across the weekend because I want to keep her listening to us. She expressed some disgust last week.
Emma, how old are you? I don't know how old you are. I just presume you are all in your 20s, maybe. I'm 36. This year. I'm considering changing radio station. I actually think you've outgrown me. I don't have any grandparents left, but if I wanted to know what it was like,
thanks.
I might just go hang out with you.
Brilliant.
I love this.
That's kind of the level that we're at.
This is real talk. And, you know, she kind of took to a level that Dave and I weren't prepared to because we're actually have to sit in a room with you for the next 2 hours. But yeah, you're 31 and you're acting like a 91-year-old.
Yeah, so a lot of work to be done. This was another challenge that you'd set for me.
Wear something that you'd see someone going to longitude wearing.
Now, I have to be honest and give myself a massive tick for that. I dressed spicy for Nicki.
Did you get your bits out? I said I wanted chest, legs and midriff exposed.
Well, what you got out now was chest.
Nice.
And then on the bottom note, they were kind of flared trousers. I think I look cool.
Some of the gals would be wearing trousers at longitude.
They
How
would.
About the midriff?
The midriff was out and I was, again, it added to the whole idea of the fact I was lashed on so much and
freezing
it was
cold.
Very cold.
But that's what it's all about. Being young equals being freezing cold when you're out.
Well then, as I said, I give myself a massive
Big tick
for that. The girls were
rocking
around a little
place.
Bit exposed. This one was another challenge you'd set for me.
Sunday, you have to eat a takeaway for your breakfast.
I am absolutely thrilled to announce that I absolutely smashed this. I had a chicken fried rice reheated on Sunday morning and I was absolutely loving my life. It was fantastic.
The wrinkles are just smoothening out as I look at you over here.
The wrinkles. I need to be Botox doctor about that if that's the case. I'm joking. And finally, the final challenge you'd set for me.
If you could also try and squeeze in getting a lad's number as well through all of this.
Listen, I did my very best, but it wasn't really an ideal situation. I was at Hosier with my father, so I wasn't going to be flirting with my boys. And really, it just didn't happen at Nicki Minaj either.
Probably no lads at Nicki Minaj.
No, it was more of a female-orientated thing, to be honest with you. Okay. It was the girls and the gays, and everyone was very wet, and it just wasn't really the right place or time.
Okay, well, you got 50%. That's a pass. You've knocked at least 10 years off and we'll do more work on
I'm now
in the future.
Like around a 50 year old.
Yeah, you're middle aged.
No, that's alright.
We'll get
okay.
you down. We'll get you down.
We'll keep going.
Morning. I want to talk seriously on the show this morning about sandwiches.
Oh wow.
And the notions sandwiches that are popping up left, right and centre in this country.
Well, that's true, that's
true. Emma, you know only too well about this because one of our favourite sandwich shops slash cafes closed last year. They did the classics, you know, your ham, your chicken, your egg mayo. And it reopened recently with a gentrified menu of sandwiches.
So bougie. Pesto in a sambal. Go away.
Pesto with your bloody pastrami. No. And instead of your slice of cheddar cheese, it's all brie. Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. We're not fans. But I heard something over the weekend that absolutely took it to a new level, okay? So I went home to my parents at the weekend. And my mom's a primary school teacher and she's just finished for the summer. But do you know the way primary school teachers can do these courses in the summer where they can earn back some days to take during the year?
Okay.
You might know about that, but anyway. A lot of them do it. So she did a course all last week. And it was like an arty course and included in the course was sandwiches at lunch.
Included in the course was sandwiches.
It said sandwiches will be provided
lovely
at the break, which teachers love sandwiches.
And also, at least you just know going, you don't have to make a lunch or whatever. It's just like, yeah, we'll get a cup of tea and a bit of a triangular sambo. We'll be laughing.
A few bickies and, you know, your classic, like your chicken and stuffing, your ham and cheese, your egg mayo, the veggies. That's what you would expect. On the Monday was one sandwich for everybody. Normally there's an option. One sandwich for everybody, and it contained chicken, cucumber, onion, and apple on a white sliced pan.
I was with you till the apple.
Chunks of apple in white and in a white sliced pan bread. You know, kind of like if you're putting like bougie things in a sandwich, you might make it a crusty loaf or some sort of whole grain type of thing. She said she said when you bit into this sandwich, it had the exact same sound as biting into an apple.
Wow. Very watery as well.
Yeah, wet.
Yeah, gross. Okay.
So that was Monday and she thought, not the best, but we'll see what Tuesday brings. Tuesday provided ham, grand, with cottage cheese white sliced pan.
That's disgusting.
Cottage cheese.
No, thank you.
What an acquired taste. We move to Wednesday. And again,
it's just ham and cottage cheese.
Ham and cottage cheese on a white slice.
Give me
pan.
A slice of cheddar and get over yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Wednesday's pick for everybody on the course was salami and pastrami with goat's cheese on a white slice pan.
What's pastrami?
I don't even know.
Man.
It's some sort of cured meat, I think. I think it's spice. I don't know. Some of them things give spice off to me.
Yeah. No.
But the worst was to come on Thursday. Thursday's sandwich was as follows. Ham and chicken. You'd think, class, mighty meaty. In between the ham and chicken was mushroom in a creamy mushroom sauce.
No. What the hell is going on here?
Like what you'd get in a bloody vol-au-vent.
Yeah, or
in between ham and chicken. My mom ate this sandwich and she was not well afterwards, but that's her story to tell. I won't get into it.
Right. Yeah,
the next day when they came into the course, somebody said, was anybody not feeling great after the sandwich yesterday? And half the people on the course put up their hand. The other half didn't eat the sandwich. Oh. People were in bits after these sandwiches.
That's a lot for your belly. On day four as well, your body's like, what am I meant to be digesting here?
I know. No, my mom said she wasn't right for hours afterwards. So on that note, Emma, I went into my fridge this morning at 6 o'clock and I said, what kind of bougie sandwich could I make with the remnants of my fridge? Because it seems like this place that provided the sandwiches were just like taking whatever was left that day and lashing it into a slice pan of bread.
It's like when I make a soup and I'm planning with the potato and leek. But you know what? If there's a few onions lying around or a cucumber, throw it in. Yeah.
Okay, so this morning at 6 a.m, I made you a bougie sandwich.
No. What
from
you
the
made
remnants
me?
Of my fridge. Christ. See, you're into this. You just said you do it with the soup.
No. I thought you made one for yourself.
So I have it in a lunchbox. I gotta go get it. In the meantime, I would also love to hear if you've experienced any of these notions sandwiches out and about. 087-711-1038. Let's bring them all down.
I have to do this.
I gotta go get your bougie sandwich.
I don't even get any nice meat because you're a veggie.
Yeah, exactly.
God.
We're talking about bougie sandwiches this morning. I was telling you that I was at home with my mother and she was at a course last week for primary school teachers and she was delivered, they were given sandwiches every single day and the flavours were just mental. There was apple in a chicken sandwich. There
but
was
a significant amount of apple.
Chunks of apple. There was cottage cheese in a ham sandwich. And then the worst was Thursday, the ham, chicken and creamy mushroom sauce sandwich in a slice of white bread. People were sick after it. It was an absolute disaster. And we've been saying that sandwiches have gotten too fancy.
Now, there's no need. A ham and cheese can't go wrong. Little sliver of mayo.
Yeah.
Lovely.
It does seem like sometimes places are just pulling whatever's in the fridge and going, ooh, yeah, bit of this, bit of that, bit of that. See how that works.
Our favourite cafe closed down at the end of last year, famous for their really basic, beautiful sandwiches, have reopened and it's all just got... I was so excited, hoping that the sandwich would stay, but it's become a parmesan and some kind of fancy
fiddly bits. Look, there's a time and a place for a bougie sandwich, but it doesn't have to be everywhere. The basic sandwiches have well and truly died. And I said, why are they so obsessed with making bougie sandwiches? Is it really fun, perhaps? So I tested the theory, and this morning at 6 a.m, where with sleep in my eyes, I opened up the fridge and said, oh, it's very bright. And I dug around to make a sandwich for you, Emma. I've made you a bougie sandwich out of the remnants of my fridge. Now, you know I'm a vegetarian, so there won't be any gone-off meat in it, but I can't guarantee that anything else isn't gone-off.
Oh, brilliant.
So I'd love you to take a bite of this sandwich and guess the ingredients. There are 7 ingredients in the sandwich.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm giving it to you on a plate. Yep. The plate is a page from my 2023 diary that still sits on my desk.
Okay, thank you very much for the lovely... Oh my God, honestly, I'm a bit hungry. This looks good.
This is
nice,
the kind of rustic stuff that... They do be wrapping sandwiches in like newspaper and stuff now, the bougie places. So,
true.
Old calendar sheets. That's your plate. Okay, so I'm not sure if you're going to like this, but I didn't do you dirty.
Famously, eating on the radio isn't great, so I'll do my best here with my new retainers as well. Thanks, Ash.
Oh, yeah. Big bite.
Okay.
Okay, she takes the bite. She chews. She puts the hand over the lips to keep it all in. She's taking a big bite. She's not grimacing. Oh, now she's getting water.
Sorry, that's really good.
Is it?
Oh my God, that's yummy.
Oh no, we're going to disprove the theory here. You're going to like my bougie sandwich.
Oh, honestly, trust me, I hate bougie sandwiches, but maybe, I don't know what's in that, but it's bloody good. What's that flavour?
Have a guess. What do you think? What do you taste?
Egg.
Wrong.
There's not egg.
There's no egg.
Oh, for grunt.
Oh God, there's nothing that's even like egg.
What is that flavour then? Tomato?
No.
Well, lettuce.
Kind of. Kale.
Kale?
Yeah, raw kale.
Gross. Tomato. No, not tomato. No, cheese.
There's cheese. There's some grated cheddar.
Grated cheddar. Can I take it? I'm going to... Sorry, this isn't great.
You want to take another bite?
I'm going to have...
Absolutely. Egg. I think I know what could be the egg, and when you hear it, it's going to blow.
Oh, something's wet
your
now.
Yeah, there we go. She might have missed that in the first bite.
Grape.
Yeah, grape.
A grape and a sambo. Who do you think you are, you bougie bee?
I'm just trying it out.
Really okay. Good. Anything, really good.
Are you identifying? What's the base? What's the base flavour? You know, the base sauce.
Relish.
Butter.
Oh. How am I getting this so wrong? What tastes tomato-y then?
The grape? I don't know. There's no tomato in there at all.
What is in there, Ash? Please.
Okay, I'll tell you. So there's a butter base with a chopped grape. We've got a few leaves of kale and a sprinkling of grated cheddar cheese. We've got a crumble of walnuts.
Oh! Oh!
And one crushed tortilla chip. Followed by a banana bread crumb.
Right.
I have a sprinkle of banana bread in there as well.
I don't know what gave me egg vibes. Maybe it was the walnuts.
On Brennan's Bloomer bread, the best bread.
The Bloomer bread being the brown bread, though. I thought you were a Bloomer white girl bread.
No, brown. The brown's the best.
Oh, man.
Malted. Come here. Nice.
Absolutely 10 out of 10. I will be getting stuck back into that. Thank you very much.
See, they know what they're at with these bougie
sandwiches.
Yeah,
maybe they do. The apple would have been too much, but the wetness of the grape is kind of adding to it. Maybe I take back the apple comment.
Egg.
You're on spin. Asking on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. That was absolutely delicious.
My whole theory's gone out the window. I started off moaning about bougie sandwiches and the absolute notions of sandwiches these days. I made Emma a bougie sandwich with the remnants of bits of things from my fridge. It had grapes, walnuts, a crushed tortilla chip, some banana bread in it. And she bloody loved it.
Like, there's a crust here looking at me and I cannot wait to get back to it, to be honest.
Oh, God. Maybe it is notion sandwiches for the win.
We did have Brian on. In Japan, they have white bread sandwiches
with fresh cream and strawberries.
I saw those when I was in Tokyo. Yeah, they have mad stuff in like the 7-Elevens. And I remember seeing that. I think my boyfriend Alex tried it, but I couldn't bring myself to do it. It was like eating mess in a sandwich
with
white bread. And they cut the crusts off as well, which looks real weird. It looks real anemic or something. It's so weird. But I remember seeing like when I was in Japan, they had like a broccoli and prawn sandwich. They had like an omelette sandwich. They had like a chicken katsu sandwich. Like they had some
prawn and broccoli sounds really good actually.
Oh god, I don't know, I'm very basic with my sambos.
I know, but now I'm starting to think maybe I need to kind of up my game.
I think you're a bougie sandwich tears dream.
Maybe I am.
You take
maybe
it
I
on
am. Bring it on. Yo, it's the way that wake up day today. Spins fully charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning. Wake up, Emma, Dave, and Aisling. We got the morning routine. What's the story? Emma and Ash with you here at Spin. Dave back tomorrow.
I think I'm going home to an injured patient at home.
Oh dear.
My boyfriend Alex messaged me. He was at boxing this morning and he said he got a nasty blow to the ribs.
I didn't know he even played boxing. Played boxing? I actually think I need to just go home and start again.
I don't think you should touch sports with a barge pole.
Let's start again? Okay.
Will we go again?
Go,
do it again.
Okay. Here we go now. And then you press that one there, Callum. Yep.
Yeah, hold on. I shouldn't have done this because I don't know what I'm
doing. It's taking too long.
Now.
Let's start again. Yo! It's the way that wake up day today. Spins fully charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Wake up, Emma, Dave, and Aisling. We got the morning routine. Hello, what's the crack? How are we?
Might be coming home to a bit of an injured patient this morning.
Oh yeah?
My boyfriend Alex was at boxing this morning. He got a nasty blow to the ribs.
God, I didn't know he played five-a-side boxing.
He boxed. Boxing.
He played boxing. He did boxing. You do boxing.
He boxed.
You box.
Yeah.
He does the boxing.
Yeah, I think it's the boxing with the gloves and not the box step, but I've never asked.
Okay.
He
does this in the morning time.
Yeah, he did a boxing class early this morning and he was sparring.
Did he have a good game?
No, he got a blow to the rib and I don't think they play games. But yes, so he's on the couch and crippled and I don't know what to do. How do you treat a rib?
Actually, do you know what? I broke my collarbone a long time ago and of all the breaks I got, the arm, the leg, all the rest, this was the most annoying one because you can't cast it.
Put it in the cast?
You can't put it in a cast. And at least when you've got something like that in a cast, you're like, I feel like it's safe and protected.
Yeah.
You know, if you bumped it off a chair, your leg walking through somewhere, it wouldn't be the worst because you're well wrapped up in a cast.
Yeah.
Whereas you're just very protective of your poor little collarbone. You're just holding your arm up yourself, being like, don't.
And I think it's the same with a rib, isn't it? It's just like, it'll heal. Just be. It's like, oh, okay.
This is sad.
Yeah, I know, but also kind of good because like it means like if it just heals by itself, there's nothing I can do really to help. So I'll just carry on with my own normal life. Happy days. Hope you're all right.
This is true. Okay, it is Emma, Dave, and Aisling. This is Spins.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Right now, in July, I would like to talk about the Super Bowl.
Interesting.
It's a while away, yes. I would like to start by asking you, Aisling Bonner, who played the Super Bowl last year? 5, 4, three, two,
Kansas City Chiefs.
1. Oh, who played the halftime show?
Oh,
5,
oh,
four,
thank God.
Three,
oh, my God.
2, 1.
Beep. Wow.
Okay.
Why can't I remember?
Name 3 artists who played the Super Bowl in the last 10 years.
In the last 10 years?
Yeah. Oof,
I think Beyonce was beyond 10 years ago.
About 2013. Well done.
Oh, well, yeah, just beyond. The Weeknd.
Yeah.
You had all the lads, Eminem and all them.
Yeah.
Dr.
Yeah.
Dre and all the lads.
That works.
Katy Perry.
Yeah, well done. 2015.
Okay, nice. Who did this year?
Usher was this year.
Usher! Sorry, Usher.
Previous year was Rihanna.
Yeah, Rihanna.
You mentioned Shakira. You mentioned The Weeknd. J-Lo and Shakira were 2020. Maroon 5 in 2019. Coldplay 2016. Gaga 2017. It's a massive stage. And even though it's only July, the Super Bowl is until February, some websites are reporting on Which stars are most probable to be to take to the stage in 2025? Oftentimes it's like legends like Usher, say for example, rather than someone who's got fresh new music out. So it kind of would be open to a lot of people.
Yeah, I remember when The Weeknd did it, everyone was kind of like, really? Already? Like it was a bit soon for him.
Yeah,
maybe,
sure.
But
would you have any idea who they might be looking at in terms of a headliner for next year? Who hasn't done it? You mentioned the last 10 years. A lot of them have already done it.
Well, she's bloody doing everything else. So I would imagine potentially Shania Twain. I don't know. She's
That's a
everywhere.
Really good call, you know.
She's been everywhere.
She was in Hyde Park in London last night. Loads of people I saw over there.
She was in Cork. She was in Malahide. She was everywhere.
Well, they're saying that Miley Cyrus is the most probable to play next year, but I don't really know how that's going to work. She said that she hates performing live.
She doesn't like performing,
I don't know. Yeah.
Ooh, can I add another one to the mix?
Please do, yeah.
Adele.
Adele is on the list with a probability of 11.1%. She's quite down low.
Okay.
Two behind Miley, Taylor.
No, she won't.
I think so.
No. Nah. I don't know. I don't think right now she'll do it. I think she'll...
Why would she? Everyone's seen that whole tour online, everywhere at this stage.
Yeah, she can't even fit it into 3 hours. How is she going to do it in 11 minutes?
Oh my God, that's so true. She literally, 11 minutes is all you get.
Although, like, the fact that she's with Travis Kelce now while he's still playing, that would be kind of cool.
True, and it would be a really cool challenge for her to try and take her 3.5 hour set down to 11 minutes, just flying through it. That would be interesting.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think this is likely, with no disrespect, Billie Eilish is third on the list. She'd be too quiet. She'd be whispering to it.
Everyone would be like, turn it up. She is quite quiet when you hear her live. Oh, but that would be class.
Thing I wanted. Nah. She'd be drowned out.
It wouldn't be the gorilla pump up the teams type of vibe. But I don't think that's what the Super Bowl halftime show is for. They're probably not listening.
I think this is more likely than you might realise on the back of especially the reaction to Glastonbury last weekend. Dua Lipa's at number four.
Is she that big in America?
I think she is. She not come?
Callum says no.
I don't think she is.
I don't, like, she's getting there, but I don't think she's massive.
Like she's obviously huge here. She's English. Or,
you know. I think if you put her here, she'd probably sell out the Aviva. But if you put her in like a 50,000 seater stadium, she's not going to, I don't think she's going to get that in the States.
Okay. Jay-Z, Drake and Ed Sheeran are all in there. I don't think any of the three are doing a huge amount right now, apart from Drake having his row with Kendrick Lamar and releasing loads of diss tracks.
Yeah, just an 11-minute diss.
Yeah, I don't think you can do an 11-minute diss at the Super Bowl. They probably won't have that. So Jay-Z, I don't think is up to much. Your girl's husband.
Yeah, I do think sometimes it is somebody who's kind of not really doing a whole lot, and then they use it as a bit of a like career boost, like Usher, kind of like, didn't you release like music or something the week that he did it?
I don't even know. It doesn't really work for him very well.
No.
Ariana Grande's on there. Lil Wayne is in there. Adele, Justin Bieber, Post Malone, the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Olivia Rodrigo.
There's still plenty left that I think will be well within their rights to do it right now. Bieber has been around for so long, he should definitely do it.
Do you know what? That is actually so true. Make his big return to the stage that way. I think not a bad shout at all.
I vote Bieber.
I vote the Chilis because I love them.
Oh yeah, fair. Have they never done it?
I feel like they have, but maybe for though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was out for dinner with my friends last Thursday and one of the girls is single and we were asking her kind of, had she any news, any fellas at the moment? And she was like, no girls, the apps are horrendous at the moment.
Yeah.
Could you attest to that?
Yeah.
Are they bad?
Grim.
I'm like, is that just Dublin or is it just like, is that like, are they actually bad or is it just like a kind of jadedness? It's been kind of the same apps for a long time. There hasn't been a new one in ages.
It's not. I think as well, it's like this lack of commitment. You spend so long trying to find someone that you find like might be a bit of you. Then
a couple of messages and then it's the
or even not. So it's like a huge amount of effort. I think it's quite a time consuming activity as well. So I think that's why there is a bit of fatigue. People might be giving it a good lash for a day or two. Like for example, me. I don't think I opened them all weekend because I was like having live my best life.
And I want to feel good about myself for once.
Yeah. And then like say for example last night you've missed a message from 5 days ago or you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. That, some people have really good success stories on the back of them. Some people don't.
I think you have to really go for it. And then that's also kind of like...
It's incredibly time-consuming.
Well. Yeah, time-consuming. You know, obviously, as I said there, though, there have been kind of the same apps for a good while. Like, you've Bumble, Tinder, Hinge. But, like, Hinge came out a couple of years ago and there hasn't really been anything since that has kind of captured people.
You've got Grindr, of course, which is a big one as well. But apart from that, that's kind of the four.
Yeah, so I think there should be kind of also more specific apps for... people looking for specific things. Obviously, as you mentioned, Grindr there, that's like specifically for LGBTQ people. You've got Raya, that's for like celebrities and, I don't know, rich people, people who like pay to
chancers who manage to get on and try to want to get off with a hot girl or guy.
Exactly.
Or a rich hot girl or guy, should I say.
Yeah, but I looked up more specific dating apps, and I think a lot of these are mainly based in America, but they're out there. Did you know there's a dating app for people looking for a bearded man?
Oh,
it's called Bristler.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Bristly. And it's for the bearded ones and their admirers.
Wow.
There's also an app called Farmers Only. It's described as the online dating service for farmers, ranchers and country folk because city folks just don't get it.
That is really smart. And you know as well, we have like Mokra and a Mokra something here. Mokra in the countryside. Have you ever heard of Mokra?
No.
Okay, I'm going to move on because I don't know much about it myself.
What is it, like an association of farmers?
Yeah, and there's not a crack to be had there. Like I know one of the girls I was in school with in it. They have a great time. But right. Like, if they were to say do something like that, I think that would work very well for yeah. Country people.
Gluten-free singles is an app that exists. I'm not joking.
Are you serious?
It's dating for celiacs and the tagline is where love is gluten-free.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
But I mean, handy because I'm vegetarian and like, I actually think it'd be so difficult if my boyfriend Alex wasn't also vegetarian for meal prep, yeah. For dinners, like... Yeah. I think if I was a celiac, I'd be looking for a fellow celiac.
Okay, fair enough.
I
think it'd be difficult for you as well as a vegetarian because, you know, you have your reasons for doing it, but it's not that you hate the taste of meat. I think it would be very difficult if you were looking around in the fridge looking at a lovely packet of ham being like, ah!
Yeah, exactly.
Ah,
yeah.
Or
like, but if you were gluten-free and your partner was like a bread lover, oh, that'd be just torture, wouldn't it?
Horrible.
A bread lover.
I would consider myself a bread lover.
Same. I would
bread
be a terrible
unite.
Man. If you're a celiac, don't come near me. For dog lovers, there's an app called Tin Dog.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of cringe, isn't it?
That's shocking.
And then there's an app for healthy eaters, and it's called Salad Match.
Oh, God.
Imagine the melts that'd be on that.
Oh, gee.
For people who love a healthy salad or whatever for the lunch. I've come up with a few. These are not real. What about an app to pair gardeners called Veg Patch Match?
Beautiful.
I think that would be nice. I'd join that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think we have four people on it. You get through them pretty quickly. An app for people with Androids, just called Androids.
Androids.
Because it's annoying when you're... I know we're now at two device family at home, iPhone and Android, and it's tricky.
Oh, how's that going for you? Different chargers,
just
different
judgment
vibes.
Actually, a lot of judgment yeah. Coming towards my phone.
Okay,
from the Android user in the house. An app for DJs, Sex Index. Maybe yeah.
Excellent.
Pair yeah, up yeah. DJs,
Sex Index,
and then an app to match radiographers, Only Scans. Very specific.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's all.
That's it. Brilliant.
Yeah. So I've covered pretty much all aspects of the population there. All demographics covered.
Sign me up.
DJs, you know what? Radiographers.
It's probably better than what's going on the big ones at the moment,
probably
to
is.
Be honest with you.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Okay, this is exciting.
There is something a little bit different for this time of the day.
For this time of the day.
That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name.
Oh, yeah.
You might have never heard this game before, but it's actually been going for a couple of months. But we normally play it around 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
But we're switching things up since then.
Yeah, move things around a little bit. Maybe you're only ever with us at this time. It's just whatever way your routine is. This game is really fun.
It
so,
is.
So I encourage you to get involved this morning. It's a bit of a laugh.
It is.
If you can't have a laugh, what's the point?
I've got to have a laugh at this now. You never have a laugh at anything at all. This is a game called That's Not My Name. We want you to come on and then... You're not even going to say anything. We're just going to guess your name, okay? We'll get three guesses at what we think your name is. If we get your name wrong, you must say the name of the game. That's not my name. But if we get your name right, and we're just plucking names out of the sky, we have no evidence here to guess anything other than just random names. You got to say, that's my name. And today we will give you 6 IMC Cinema passes.
Here's the vibe of how it all normally plays out.
Is your name Sarah?
No.
Player 2, is your name Rachel?
No, that's not my name.
Player 2, is your name Quiva?
No, that's not my name.
Damn it. What is your name, Player 2?
Kira.
Kira Quiva, yeah. Now, that does kind of not really sell the game in terms of its success rate. There has been more success than you would actually realise
yeah.
on That's Not My Name.
Considering all of the possible names that are out there, this game, I think, has been won like 4 times and it's only been running for a few months. And if we get a winner, let me tell you, It pops off in
pandemonium.
Okay, it's very exciting. What we need you to do to enter, though, is a little bit of work. We need you to send us over a voice note of you just saying, my name is blank, to 087-711-1038. That's the VAR we have in place here. Producer Callum will have a listen. He is the only one that will hear what your name actually is, and that's so we can verify that you're telling the truth. It's an honest system we have here, and that's my name.
I know it's hard to believe, but some people are so mad for a cinema pass that they might be telling little lies. So we need you have your voice note there, okay?
Exactly.
We won't hear them, of course, promise it.
No. So this is loads of fun. Send us over a WhatsApp voice note now of you saying, my name is blank. You could win yourself 6 IMC cinema passes, and say, the girls on Spin, should they guess my name? What do you mean they guessed your name? They just guessed it. And they got it right.
They got a vibe. Yeah.
It's a great story to tell your colleagues.
It's
today.
A great story for us to be able to share with our grandkids as well someday as well.
Sure.
Stick around. 100 grand to go in the summer cash machine on Friday. We'll tell you how to win it next.
That's not my name. That's not my name.
This is a game you may not have ever heard on this show before, because we normally play it a lot earlier on a Monday morning around 7:30. But we're bringing it to the 9 just
we're
for you.
We're going a little bit crazy.
We're going a bit crazy. It's called That's Not My Name. And we basically get you on and we have a little stab at what we think your name might be. We get 3 guesses at each person. We'll have 3 players on. And if we guess your name correctly today, we'll give you 6 IMC cinema passes. Simple as that. You don't really have to do anything.
What you did do was you sent us over a voice note with what your name is. We can confirm in the room we have not heard these.
Yes.
We're going to play them for you listening so you know what's going on, and then we're going to talk to our players. Okay, so Aisling, voice note number 1, headphones off.
My headphones are coming off.
My name is Robin.
Let's go.
Are we good to go?
Yes.
All right, player one, how are you?
All good, how are you?
Good.
We're grand. All right, get your guess in, Em.
All right, player one, is your name Danielle?
That is not my name.
Okay, player one, is your name Kira?
No, that's not my name.
Damn it. Last chance, Em.
Player one, is your name Trish?
Oh, that is not my name.
What's wrong with the name Trish?
All the Trishes of the world are scarlet now because you laughed. What is your name, player one?
Robin.
Oh,
sugar.
There's a Robin that works in here now as well.
Christmas baby. Sorry about that, Robin. Thanks for playing. That's not my name.
Bye, have a good day.
Bye.
Because we're playing this game a little bit later today, you know, some new people, as you mentioned, may never have heard this game. I feel the pressure is extra on to
get
so
do I.
I think people need to really understand the euphoria and the excitement when we get someone's name right. Like it has happened several times.
We can't overstate how exciting it is when there's a win on this. Okay, we have another voice note to play for player two.
Headphones off again.
My name is Kayla.
And let's play.
Player two.
Morning.
I'm good, how are you?
Good, love.
All right, player two. Is your name Alva?
That's not my name.
Player two, is your name Sarika?
That's not my name.
It's a tricky one there because it could be Sarah.
Sarah,
very close.
Yes.
Player two, is your name Hannah?
That's not my name.
Player two, what is your name?
Kayla.
Kayla.
I don't know why we react like that every time. It always seems so obvious.
I don't think I'd ever pick the name Kayla. I don't know any Kaylas.
I'm going to put it on my list of rotations
now. Yeah, I'm
going
to put it on my list now, Kayla, as well.
Sorry, Kayla. Have a great day.
Bye.
Okay. Last stab at this, Ash. Come
one
on.
One more chance to manifest. Prove to you that we can win this game.
Voice note again, so headphones off.
My name is Alan.
And let's play.
Player three, how are ya?
Oh, not too bad. Yourself?
Good, man. Good. Player three, is your name by any chance James?
That's not my name.
Okay, player three, this is my last guess of the game. Is your name?
Come on, Ash. Come on, Ash.
Shane.
That's not my name.
The pause. You did us dirty with the pause there now.
All right, Emma, last chance.
Player three, is your name Dean?
That's not my name.
Oh. What's your name?
My name's Alan. I was only talking to you last week.
Oh, for Christ's
Adam.
Sake.
Well, why didn't you say
Alan?
Alan, sorry. I said Adam.
I'm in the middle of soup, I'm already here. I am.
Tell them all we said.
Everybody's looking at me.
Thank you, sir. Talk to you later.
Not a lot of questions there. Thanks.
Bye. Also, how bougie. Super value.
I know. Alan's doing well for himself.
Wouldn't be able, Alan.
Look at you go,
wouldn't
Alan.
Be able.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.